There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's a good day. It's another hour of conversation, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler. We're here to overview a couple of in-depth items of interest and importance in association, I guess, with the State of the Union. To begin with, something new, something exciting, the old something tried, something true. 6 years in, people still talking about the address the other night, a couple of days old. It's old. It sounded old when it was delivered. Felt old. The president touting the rebounding economy, laying out an agenda aimed at helping the middle class. And the Republicans say it's a non-starter. So what do we do? How do we do it? What's the verdict as far as you're concerned? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. So what's been the verdict as far as people, social media are concerned, whether they are our listeners or in general? Because there has been a heck of a lot of Twitter action, congressional action on Twitter, listener action on Twitter, overseas action on Twitter. Kenny, so whatever you gathered together there.
Bob says, Obama thinks we're stupid, and unfortunately, listening to the news media, he may be right.
That deserves no comment. Yes, I think. Keep going.
John says, I'm disappointed. The State of the Union and the GOP response were confrontational. I hope it doesn't mean another 2 years of do-nothing from D.C.
Well, I think that's part of the problem. The GOP response, the old yes, but Republican rebuttal. Senator Ernst was lousy. The content was but her delivery was awful. She's a freshman senator. Why would they have picked her? Maybe to denigrate Obama. This is the equivalency. Not a good idea. All of it is too confrontational. American people are sick of it. And it's very difficult to have any sympathy for either side in this, from my perspective anyway. Sympathy maybe isn't the right word. Interest, encouragement, yada, yada. Next up there, Kenny.
Greg says, I watched and was disgusted by the Republicans' display when the president mentioned that he's done campaigning. I was equally thrilled at his response.
Yeah, okay. So if you're an Obama fan, that's okay. It was a good line. It's probably the best line of the night. And it was unscripted, unrehearsed.
Right.
Yep. Now what else?
Marty says, I can't believe how many people refuse to watch. If they're able, shouldn't all citizens watch what the leader of our country has to say?
No. There's nothing. I didn't feel like there's anything. I knew in my heart that there was, but I'm prejudiced. There's a bias that I have toward him and the way he's run the country and the way we've become over ensconced with regulators and regulation. And frankly, I think his anti-business stance, I think his take money away from the rich and give to the poor is appalling. So, no, I had no interest. I have no interest in the man. I have no interest in what he says. I don't think it affects me one way or another, other than how I use the conversation on the air. That's me. But everybody has a different angle, a different way of understanding this stuff and being interested in it. So it's okay. It's a very healthy conversation that we're having. What's unhealthy is the reaction from one party to another. And the continuing sort of shutdown of discussion and discourse. That is not a healthy, it's not healthy. Both sides are unhealthy. All right, what else?
One more. Chris says, I watch because it's part of our great government. Unfortunately, I heard nothing from Mr. Obama that would give me any hope that he will make an attempt to work with Congress.
Nope. It's kind of up yours. The tax breaks for child care. It's all about tax breaks. It's all about giving things away. Programs that include 2 free years of community college, lower interest rates on mortgage insurance, new requirements for paid sick leave. That's all subsidized by whether it's taking from the rich and giving to the poor. It's just taking instead of creating. It's taking from one group. Make people feel good about what they do. Make people feel good all across the board, top to bottom. Not take one approach that is going to be distressing for the other side. There's got to be a way without veto threats, unserious proposals. Makes good political theater, but they won't distract the American Congress, so says one congressman. That was back and forth. That was from Boehner. Harry Reid had his say. And so now it's time for somebody else to have their say on Good Day. Ed Batowski is here. He's an investment analyst. So he talks about the monetary sides of the State of the Union. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Spring is closer than you think. Sam Adams Cold Snap is back.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, springtime.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. They have this really nice, complex, spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
You know, I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer. Crisp, refreshing.
Refreshing is the best word. Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you had donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic because that CD tower is part of who you are? And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Ed Batowski, who frequently publishes, features one of the 7 financial coaches and experts in the first of its kind online reality series, The Invested Life. So, Ed, as you watched and listened and thought about the economic impact of the State of the Union, are there some specifics here that you would like to address? I just made reference, if you heard me, maybe you didn't, there were a lot of comments about tax hikes and tax breaks and who's going to pay for sick leave and the various programs and what they cost. What are we actually dealing with here? And when I say that, when I ask that question, I'm talking about what will reality-wise actually hit the street, because it would seem the usual stuff between Republicans and Democrats wouldn't see much of this stuff actually ever taking place.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me. And I was actually there last night. I was in Statue Hall, and when all the congressmen and senators came out, I was able to chat with them. And first of all, none of this is going to, any of these tax hikes are going to get passed. So anyone who heard any of this stuff last night and said, my goodness, we're going to have more taxes, it's not going to happen based on what the president said last night. I asked many people, I said, what are the chances? And there wasn't anyone who said there's even a chance. Even the people from the Democratic side said that there's really no chance, but this is a discussion we should have. So, you know, let's not worry about that. But even more so, I think it's just a waste of everyone's time to have the president stand there and say these things, because one, they're not going to get passed, but two, they don't do anything for the economy is the bottom line. You would see, if any of this happened, you would see the, you know, very small little tax hikes. It would be like shoplifting. So it would hurt businesses. It would hurt individuals. And, you know, sort of like, oh, a little bit here, a little bit there. No one's going to feel it. That's not how you run a country. That's not how you run the economy. It was just such, you know, crap.
All right, let's turn.
It was ridiculous.
All right, let's turn to what Senator Joni Ernst said, because she talked a lot about the economy as well. The picture, as you can imagine, from the opposition, not particularly rosy. At some point, one, it seems to me, needs to recognize the recovery really doesn't have anything to do with government, and yet these people, unless government gets in the way, it's a business machine, and that's what we continue to go back and forth on these tax hikes and how they want to manipulate the people who are investing in the economy, investing in jobs. I didn't think that the Republican side added much to the conversation, frankly. I thought it was awful.
Yeah, I unfortunately was not able to hear her response. I can tell you that the economy has recovered. There are some jobs. It hasn't recovered quite to the level that it needs to be. But the more important thing that people are missing in this is that even if it's recovered and we're seeing more tax revenue, a lot of that has to do with increased taxes, but it's not to the level that it needs to be. People don't realize that because we're spending so much more, we need to earn so much more. Therefore, we need so many more long-term, full-time jobs that...
How do we do that? How do we get those, Ed? What do we really have to do in order to encourage? I mean, people talk about jobs.
And that's been a big thing, is that we've replaced a lot of the full-time, good-paying jobs with part-time jobs. So how do we get that?
It's the key to all of this. I mean, the springboard to everything that everybody wants is revenue into the economy. And how you get that is to create an environment. And we hear this all the time, but it is absolutely the truth. That is pro-business, less taxes.
How do you do that, though? Everybody says, yep, we got to do that. How do you do it?
Oh, look, I mean, you know, you can't just give a broad-based answer, but the simple answer to all of it is you can obviously cut taxes, bring corporate money back over. You can get rid of some of the undue, not all, but undue regulations. I just had to pay $40,000 more for my business, and others had to pay more money to just figure out if they're compliant with whatever the laws are.
Okay, and so let me stop you there.
Part of it.
Okay, then government interference. This is something that the people on both sides, those of you who want a job, those of you who support the president, those of you who are looking, those of you who want to move up, you are not going to do that as long as the government keeps adding regulations and regulators and bureaucrats and bumblers. And this is me sort of on a pedestal, I guess, or a bully pulpit, or however you want to read it. The system cannot work. I'll tell you, as a small business person, with the oversight that we have now, it will crumble and fail. Until that is addressed by both sides, you hear a lot of talk. Republicans haven't done anything either, really, to get rid of big government. And so until that happens, you have a stalemate sort of economy. EdBatowski.com. Check out Ed there. Thank you, Ed.
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Themes come and themes go. We've had today a couple of fun references to themes from movies and TV shows. Miami Vice. And this is about the same era, Kenny, isn't it? Rocky. Well, let's go back to the 70s, I guess, doesn't it?
Back in the 70s.
So it's 10 years older than Miami Vice. But it's still one of those things that really sticks to you. Interesting that some tourists who wanted to make the best of their trip to Philadelphia ran up the steps. And at the top of the steps, to what did their wondering eyes appear but Sylvester Stallone himself?
Yo.
Richie, why are you stop the music? I thought you would want me to have this in the background telling a story. This guy, Peter Rowe, and his college friends raced up the staircase at the Museum of Art when they saw Rocky Balboa himself. He said, the kids said, "Man, you guys are fast. You're making me look bad." And the even better part was he posed for selfies with the group, telling them to look tough. He, of course, with those steps, made the museum famous as the boxer. A lot of people visit the steps to recreate the scene of Stallone running up to the top. And I think there's a statue there, isn't there, now?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. They are shooting the latest Rocky film called Creed there. And so he was there. I guess the kid who's in it is supposed to be the grandchild, and Stallone is the coach, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's what the theme of the movie is. Am I right on that? Am I on solid ground?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Sylvester Stallone is 68 years old. God love the guy. All right, so he's still alive. 68's a good age to be. Lots of life left in those of us who are in that
in that class.
In that place. Thank you very much. All right, somebody who made it to 68, but is no longer with us. Liberace. This is great stuff. Nowhere else in the world could you hear Rocky and then Liberace on the radio.
It's a great reality show. Rocky and Liberace.
Well, Liberace is the next musician hologrammed in Las Vegas, Jen. He's been dead for 25 years, but he will return to the stage. And it'll be on the stage where he originally made a name for himself. this hologram from Hologram USA, which is the same company that brought Michael Jackson and Tupac Shakur back from the grips of death. This is not apparently going to be a true hologram created through a kind of illusion that mixes software and projection and some optical trickery. But the hologram will be a step up from those previous incarnations, interacting with the audience. Now, that is fascinating to me. How are you going to get this hologram to interact with the audience? But that's apparently what they're able to do with this new technology. So you'll go to a show and you will feel his presence.
Well, it does generic interactions, you know.
I suppose, yeah.
Hey, nice sweater.
Yeah,
you,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
The guy over there in the blue.
Yeah. They donated a lot of, the Liberace Foundation, a lot of footage and artifacts. Obviously, this would be a touring show, and they make a lot of money for the family, so. Lee Liberace in the news. Leanne Rimes, Jennifer, also with her husband in the television news today. She's a singer. He's not. He's not even really a very good actor. As is evidenced by, well, this was a show about them, right? A reality show?
A reality show, yeah, yeah, about their marriage.
So why didn't it work? Why didn't it work?
You know, I don't know. Probably because it was kind of boring, and there's just a lot of this stuff out there already, and I don't know that people really care about Leanne Rimes and Eddie Cibrian right now.
I don't. I never cared about them. I figure.
So they're still married, but their show got canceled.
This is going to be a big, yeah, but it'll end up in a divorce, Richie. The big D.
Well, it started with them cheating with each other, so,
right,
you
yeah.
know.
Nice.
Not solid right. ground, really.
Great family relationships and interactions here. 28 after on Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Okay, today's daily deal for our listeners is a free professional teeth whitening kit. If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened so you have a bright white smile but haven't had the time or money, then listen up. National Dental Supply is sending a free ProGel whitening kit to the first 50 listeners who call right now. 800-347-1956. ProGel is the same active ingredient and strength sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. And National Dental Supply is sending the first 50 callers from our station an entire ProGel teeth whitening kit free. The kit has everything you need to dramatically whiten your teeth in just minutes at home without visiting the dentist. Professional gel dramatically whitens teeth so you'll look younger, healthier, and more attractive. And everyone will notice. But to see how great you'll look with a new, clean, white smile, you need to call right now before the free professional teeth whitening kits reserved for our listeners are gone. Call 800-347-1956. 800-347-1956. 800-347-1956.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663.
or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Particular tune. We have a number of tunes, seven or eight of them, that we use to reemerge from other activities coming out of your radio speaker, and it's the one that gets me most charged. Well, not maybe, but one of the ones that gets me most charged up, ready to go, more action, caller, conversation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 888-302-3684 reaches us on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler. Focus now on your health. Well, your health, health of other people. There are 70 people who have been infected in a measles outbreak that led California officials to urge those who haven't been vaccinated against measles, including children too young to be immunized, to avoid the Disney theme parks, which is where the spread originated. Trouble in Paradise. New infections linked to the Disney parks emerged this week. Outbreak that spread to five states and Mexico as well. 62 cases have been confirmed in California. Measles, highly contagious. People who have not received the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine are, according to health officials anyway, susceptible. You hear me often saying that it's important for you to have a strong immune system. And it is. I'm somebody who's been very fortunate. I thank all the powers that be for my strong immune system. But it's something, I guess, I make a choice in having a strong immune system as well. You're born with certain things, certain strengths, and sometimes if you capitalize on them, you're better off. I have been on a farm all my life. Been around animals all my life, and from that early beginning, reaching, touching, exposed to all kinds of things on the farm, I think that's helped make my immune system strong. I think it's irresponsible, and I try not to overuse that word. I talk about irresponsible when it comes to things like parents letting their children or encouraging their children to play football, for example. I think that's extraordinarily irresponsible. I think that driving badly is irresponsible. There are all kinds of things that you could consider irresponsible. In this circumstance, I wouldn't say than having, even though I'm not a big fan of the vaccines in general. My daughter and I talked about this. She's just had a baby, well, not just, but it's been a month or so since Miles was born. By the way, did you post that picture on Facebook, Kenny, that I sent you?
I haven't yet. I was going to later this morning.
Facebook or today, a picture of me holding the baby. It is kind of a cool thing. One of the captions I saw on one of the Twitter exchanges was, here's a happy guy, and I am happy about her and about the boy. But one of the discussions we had last week was this measles thing, because she'd gone to a pediatrician. She lives in Los Angeles. Pediatrician said, this is something to be aware of. And then later in the day, somebody from the pediatrician's office called her and said, we had a child in the office today who had measles. And it won't affect you probably because your appointment was after, I'm sorry, was before this other person. But the other person may have been in the office. They don't know who was in the office at the time Megan was there. So they had the dozens of people in that office during the day who had young children. And they called them all to tell them, be careful. Now, I don't know that I think a lot of times the stuff that you get in the news media is fear-based, and I'm not sure that this isn't another Ebola. We all know about Ebola. Ebola was the designer disease of the last year, and then where has it ended up in terms of the trash bin of old stories? Is Ebola still a problem? Yeah. Is it the problem it was? It never was the problem that it was here in our country, or people would have you believe that it was a problem in three or four countries, and of those three or four, three of them have dealt with it to a point successfully. I could go down the path of us having spent $700 million to do things over there, including building a lot of treatment centers that never were used, will be used. That's a different political discussion. I want to get back to the Disneyland and the measles thing, because I don't want you to be afraid based on what you read or hear from the so-called news media. The facts are that at Disneyland, there was a woman who had come from someplace visiting Disneyland, someplace that had a problem. So the fact that they're focusing in on Disneyland because that's where the measles began doesn't mean that if you're in other crowded places with a high concentration of international travelers, airports, for example, there's mall, wherever there are people that get together, schools, colleges, right? Could be anywhere. People who have been infected range in age from 7 months to 70 years old, young people who haven't got strong immune systems, older people who don't have strong immune systems. The vast majority have not been vaccinated. And it looks to me like there's about 25 or 30 in the hospital. Among those sickened were five people who work at Disney. Three have returned to work. Company said park employees who may have been in contact with those infected were asked to show proof of vaccination or have a blood test to show immunity against measles. The people who hadn't had results were put on paid leave. So that's that story from the Disney side. Vaccinations were offered to everybody who worked at the Disney parks. Measles hit California a lot lately. There are 4 to 60 cases a year, generally speaking. And so this is, there are problems at an Orange County high school as well. A couple of dozen students were sent home for 3 weeks after an infected pupil showed up there. Did it start in the same place? Hard to say. Measles is a highly contagious respiratory disease. Can spread by air, can spread by coughing, sneezing. You get in touch with or near somebody who has the symptoms, fever, cough, runny nose, a rash, and those things are easily spread. All of the essence of measles are easily spread through any of these sort of things. It can hang in the air for 2 hours after an infected person has coughed. If you're close inside, like on a bus or something, the stuff stays in the bus. Measles symptoms show up between 10 to 12 days after exposure to it, maybe 21 days later in some of these cases that I'm looking at. The virus has been eradicated in our country for years, But it came in this circumstance, and basically that's how it could come anywhere, through an infected traveler. Somebody comes to our country from someplace else, goes to Disney, bingo. Health officials say they probably will never find the patient or the trigger of the outbreak. They believe it was either a resident from a country where measles is widespread or somebody who lives in California who may have gone abroad and brought the virus home. So again, if you're unvaccinated, you're pregnant, and you're a young infant under 6 months old, got a weak immune system, you're a sitting duck for this. You're a target. So the recommendation is you get the shots or you do as much as you can, do as much as you can to strengthen your immune system. All right, so there's that story from the world of health. Here's something that's hard to strengthen yourself against unless you just don't do it. The continuing story and saga of those who have brain injuries. In this case, in a moment, you're going to meet Kenny Crowley, who didn't get his problem didn't develop from playing football or sports, but from being in the United States Army. Service problems with brains. Up next on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount apply before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Doug Steffen. Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and we're joined by Kenny Crowley. He's connected to a company that first brought the whole brain injury issue to my attention. I had a scan at Saroscan 4 or 5 years, maybe longer than that now, Richie, I guess maybe 6 or 7 years ago.
About that.
And from that information, I started looking because there was a comparative. There were 3,640 Major League football players that had been scanned. And my brain scan was compared to theirs in terms of how to find the nuance, what's the predictability of you getting this, that, or the other thing, based on what they found with others in the research. It's a new software program at this company, Saroscan, which you can check out online, C-E-R-E-S-C-A-N, Saroscan.com. Kenny Crowley went to the University of Denver, got his degree, drafted by the Boston Cannons for Major League Lacrosse. He attended spring training for the Cannons, joined the U.S. Army as a result of what happened on September 11th. After he completed training, he was assigned as a platoon leader of a light infantry unit in Afghanistan. He and his platoon were heavily engaged in combat with Al-Qaeda there and the Taliban. When he got back from Afghanistan, he was appointed to the United States Army Sniper School. So maybe I just get 30 seconds, Kenny, out of you, if I may. American Sniper, have you seen the movie?
I've not yet, but I plan on seeing it.
It's something that has rung a bell with a lot of people, and I wonder, under the circumstances, because you went there, it has nothing to do with your brain injury, but I'm just interested in the fact that we're paying so much attention to these sorts of people now. Is that dangerous? Should we not know who these people are?
Well, you have a good point. It depends on how much information we divulge. I mean, if we're releasing our tactics, techniques, and procedures to the public, obviously our enemy has that access, and that's not a good idea.
Yeah. You were medically retired in June of last year for injuries that you sustained. What happened to you during your military service?
Well, a lot of my issues were orthopedic, where I eventually received a spinal fusion towards the tail end of my military career, reconstructive surgery in my bicep tendon and shoulder. And then my hips and my knees were also issues. So those were recognized. They had recognized a few other things. For example, traumatic brain injury in me. However, I was not retired for that reason. It was all orthopedic. But, with regard to the traumatic brain injury, I received two significant concussions during military service. In fact, one during an airborne jump at Fort Benning where my weapons case, which was staffed with a 2x4, I collapsed on it. And it sounds hard to imagine that we'd be here for 5 minutes, and I know I only have 5 minutes to describe how that occurred. But I took a 2x4 right to the bridge of my nose, broke my nose, and knocked me out. And that was the first one. And then serving in 2004 in Afghanistan, I was hit an IED, and that took off the front half of my vehicle. And we're all lucky to walk away from that one.
So
that incident, in fact, the Taliban were obviously watching. They ended up putting a lot more explosives in the ground from that point on. Mm-hmm. And the others in my platoon and units weren't as lucky as we were.
In the interest of time, because we only really have about a minute here, this story is important, not for any number of reasons, but it brings us around to focus on men and women who are in the service. We've so focused on sports. Now, this injury that you've been tested for at Saroscan comes as a result of your work for us wearing uniform. What's the impact of this on your life, and what do you want people to know about where you are now in your life?
Well, those significant concussions had reduced my cognitive functioning, whether it be memory, processing speeds, headaches, light sensitivity, migraines, general anxiety, you name it. And I have been suffering for about 10 years, and I began to just accept my fate that, I was going to be living on unstable ground. Mm. And you can chalk that up to a misdiagnosis of many things that were being shot around the community. And so, I know others are suffering from the same thing.
Without the help...
Is,
go ahead.
Yeah, I would say the truth is, it's traumatic brain injury. So last year I met John Kelly's bear scan, and they put me under the NIR treatment.
There's a new treatment for men and women who have been injured in the service. The problem is the VA isn't watching it. This is more or less help coming from private sources. Kenny Crowley, thanks for telling us your story.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Sports time. No, wait a minute. No, it's not. That's time. That's something you don't hear much on the Good Day program. It's sports time. I know we have a lot of focus on pets because Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend, is here. Warren is the host of The Pet Show. He also has a great line of minerals and vitamins called Hugs and Kisses, both for cats and dogs, which are superb. And what I like about him most is he is in touch with the people who are, and I say people because I think my dog is a people, a person too, and I think most of us do who love our animals. Anyway, so a lot of YouTube videos will focus on one of those and some other things that are going on. The smart collar for dogs, should you have one, that's coming up here on Good Day with Warren Eckstein in a moment.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 22diabetes.com. People who have followed this plan at 22diabetes.com have reportedly not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 22diabetes.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 22diabetes.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 22diabetes.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22diabetes.com. Watch for free at 22diabetes.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to 22diabetes.com.
The thought for the day today, a tree is known by its fruit, a man by his deeds, a good deed is never lost. He who shows courtesy reaps friendship. and he who plans kindness gathers love. I can't think of a better application for that than with my dog and with so many people who love their animals. The animals always, unless they have been mistreated, are of good intentions, Warren. And I think that's really, when you raise an animal to be sweet and kind, I mean, they have it in their genes. I think my dog has it in her genes for sure. But because she's been loved and treated with so much respect and attention, it has, I think, it contributed, frankly, to her longevity as much as anything else. We hear about these people who have horrible dogs. It's because they're horrible people. Right?
And you're right on target. But the other thing that's really amazing, Doug, is if you think about it, even the dog that's abused, even the dog that's mistreated, even the dog that's neglected, once they're put in a new situation where they're loved, that's all the past, and they're ready to move on. They don't hold grudges. They don't hold that anger.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I've seen that so many times with Charlotte. There have been a lot of videos on YouTube lately showing dogs' beds being taken over by cats. The video of the day yesterday, Warren, French bulldog puppy who bucks the trend and gets his bed back. If you look at it, you got to see this to enjoy it, but you really will enjoy it. So you might want to check out so many videos. People love to share this stuff. It's all over YouTube, all the exchanges, all over social media, everywhere. I'll bet that you get more play on Pinterest and Instagram than you do on Facebook or Twitter. Is that right, do you think, for your show?
You're absolutely right. There's a reason for it. Sometimes when you're at work or you're around friends and you want to tell them that you're bulldog just pushed the cat out of the bed, they're not going to listen to you. They're going to think you're crazy. But if you post it on Instagram or YouTube, it's almost like, okay, you draw those other neurotic people with their pets like you and me, and so it really works well.
All right, story at DougStefan.com about the new smart collar. Did you talk about this on your program for dogs? It has a GPS tracker, Wi-Fi connectivity, and a camera that beams video to your smartphone. Have you seen this?
I absolutely have. You want my opinion of it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Dogs just have to get away from us once in a while. They just need to be by themselves. Mm-hmm. Let the collar alone. In other words, there's this new collar where you can tell your dog what to do. I could be sitting in Los Angeles, my dog can be in Arizona, and I can say, shit, how neurotic is that? it's like sitting in kindergarten and not making my bed, and all of a sudden feeling a slap in the face from my mom.
This thing is like wearing one of those wristbands. You track the dog's exercise quotient. The speaker allows the owner to talk to the dog through the... Come on.
You would do this.
I would do it only because I could have my dog change the channel so the right TV station's on when I come home.
Yeah.
But I'm not opposed to the collar itself. Let me tell you what I'm opposed to. I'm opposed to talking to the dog. But in terms of the GPS end of it, I think it's just another way that, heaven forbid, your dog or cat gets lost. It's a way of
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.